Good morning. It's Easter, Resurrection Sunday, 2020. This is not normal. This is not what we expected. This is not routine or established or ordinary. Our world has changed. Our lives uncertain. Our hearts are unsettled. What will today look like tomorrow, next week, next month? But what if the voice of the empty tomb is crying out to us now? Because in the middle of it all, we can rest in this truth. In a world that's shifting and changing, today we celebrate the God who isn't changing. It's a day to lift high the cross that still grants forgiveness to all who believe. A day to rejoice in the tomb that's still empty, and to marvel at the stone still rolled away. To glorify the Son who's still risen and surrender to the God who raised him from the grave. Because his faithfulness, power, glory, word, presence, promises, love, kindness, and forgiveness will never shift or change. This is our declaration. This is our hallelujah. This is our surrender, and this is our hope. In our world that's full of change, today we worship the God who is never changing, still.
But on the first day of the week at early dawn, they came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen."
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Then just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, I looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said, "They've moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. Oh, the stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there." So we both ran to the garden, then John ran on ahead. And we found the stone, an empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Oh, something strange had happened there. Just what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, because I'd seen them crucify him. And then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. So even if he was alive, it could never be the same. Then suddenly, the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Then Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Oh, but then he raised me to my feet. And as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. Oh, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Hallelujah, Christ arose.
holy God could come up with a plan to send his son Jesus as the ultimate sacrifice for all the sins of mankind.
I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old.
I believe that this life with its great mysteries surely someday will come to an end. Oh, but faith will conquer. That the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today.
Well, I'm thankful for the cross. In fact, this is a good time for me to list the blessings of my life. I have truly been blessed. And I just want to say I'm thankful for the risen Lord, for salvation. I'm thankful to my parents for their love of music and their love for God and teaching that. I'm thankful to Richard and Marjorie Ginrich for their vision, the visionaries of this program. I'm thankful to the Riverside Mennonite Church for the many dollars that sponsored this program over these 20 years. Thankful to WKJC and the kind staff there that was so accommodating and easy to work with. I'm thankful to our listeners, you out there that have listened time after time and maybe you haven't verbally supported us, but you have in prayer or some other way. Thank you for that. I'm thankful to the medical workers on the COVID front lines that are in today's world working for us and taking risk there. Thank you. Finally, I thank God for music, for a song, for bringing the message of truth to the word and being sung in a melody and at just the right time for what we need. Thank God for a song.
As a child, I would sit on my mama's knee, and for hours she'd sing songs of Jesus to me. the songs that I first heard a long time ago. She sang of a baby in Bethlehem, and she sang of the cross where they crucified him. The gospel was something I heard.
Such unusual times in our country and in our world, and we're grateful to our government for the help and assistance that it gives in these medical crises. Our true hope, of course, is in the eternal things of God and our country. I think it's our duty to pray this prayer from 2 Chronicles 7:14 for our country right now, especially because people's hearts are softened to it.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive
to reign. Behold our God, seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore him.
You will reign forever.
Come, let us adore him. That's been the goal of House of Praise, and I hope it's been a blessing to you. Unusual times calls for unusual measures as we plan a drive-in Easter resurrection morning service at Riverside at 10 a.m. this morning. If you don't have any place to go, come on over and park in our parking lot and tune in to 100.1 on your FM radio, and the service will be broadcast there. And we'll be together in the parking lot and worship our risen Lord. Come and join us at 10 a.m. this morning. RiversideMinistries.com for more information on that. For one last time, I'm going to say House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church. I'm Paul Miller. Thanks for joining us. And I can't think of a better way to end than with this song proclaiming the risen Lord.
Alleluia. Sons of men and angels sing, Alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, Alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply, Alleluia. Alleluia. Lives again our glorious King. Alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting? Alleluia. Dying once he all doth save. Alleluia, alleluia. Where thy victory, O grave. Alleluia, alleluia.
Love's redeeming work is done.